The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is buying properties on eBay. Well, you are probably wondering, Bill, why in the world would you discuss this topic? Who in their right mind would ever buy real estate on eBay? And that's precisely why I wanted to discuss this topic. Because believe it or not, yes, I'm one of those crazy people that actually tried to purchase a property on eBay. And I'll share my experience with you a little bit later on in this podcast. But first, I want to explore this a little bit closer. Because many people don't take it seriously. And if there are legitimate properties listed, you just may find some good deals and even end up buying something. But let's explore it a little bit further. First off, as an investor, you should always be looking for good sources of properties for bargains. And you may not always have access to prime off-market properties. I'm always trying to find properties for myself that are at least 20% below market, and that isn't easy, and there aren't a lot of places to find that. So if eBay could be considered as a possible place that may have those, well, maybe it's worth considering. Just look at right now, where do you find off-market, below-market properties? Most of the time, one has to rely on brokers and other contacts to maybe offer pocket listings or some of their private information about properties they have available that are not yet listed. But then again, you may see those properties and they still don't meet your criteria. So you need kind of a steady stream of prospective properties, if possible. And just to find that diamond in the rough that really may be one property out of 100 you see. So you really do have to see hundreds of properties before you can really get something that is, again, if we're really looking at criteria that would mean a good buy, a really good buy, then it may be that one out of 100 property. So where do people look? I mean, people sometimes look at foreclosures, REOs, government auctions, liens, trust deeds, the courthouse steps. Some go directly to sellers by direct mail campaigns using postcards and things of that nature. Or maybe they post bandit signs around a neighborhood. But any way you look at it, you really got to dig to find something that is a good buy. So why not consider eBay? Just to give you a little background, eBay started the real estate category around 2000-2001. And in just 18 months, it had more than 20,000 listings. On an average, each posting generates at least 1,000 viewings. And although there's no real solid data on the actual sales, many investors and businesses use eBay regularly to find deals and to sell properties. So should you buy or sell on eBay, especially, you know, real estate? Is it too risky? Well, before you decide to participate in an online auction, I would ask you to familiarize yourself with the rules of the road, and you can get those at the eBay site. One of the appeals, though, that you really have to take into consideration is that there really is no obligation. The format for eBay real estate auctions is different than those used for other auction items on eBay. For starters, a bid to buy or sell real estate on eBay isn't legally binding. A bid on eBay for a property merely expresses your serious interest in the purchase and indicates that you want to proceed to final negotiations for the property. Neither the seller nor the buyer has a legal obligation to actually complete the real estate transaction. So that's kind of takes away some of the fears. Oh gosh, if I bid on that thing, am I going to get stuck with a dog? No, because of a wide variety of laws governing the intricacies and legalities in a real estate transactions, the auction format isn't really binding. However, you still should read those rules and make sure you're familiar before you move forward. The eBay process provides really an escape clause to protect buyers who later learn that the property they've bid on doesn't really match the ad posted online. So why would someone even list on eBay? And there's a myriad of reasons why people would list their property on there. But some of the common ones are to avoid agent commissions or broker commissions. Sometimes it's a quick sale. Maybe it's a property they inherited. They don't want to deal with it. They just want to get rid of it. And a lot of times you'll find sort of a quick claim deed transaction on that property. And other people just see it as great free advertising where you can reach millions of prospective buyers. So there are a number of reasons why people do list their properties. And there might even be those scammers who are thinking, man, I'm never going to be able to sell this thing. Maybe I could sell it on eBay. It may be a last resort for some, which sometimes isn't a bad thing too, because people that are on that stage of the sales process are people that are willing to take some deals and some good offers. So how does it work? Basically, when you're looking for a property, it's fairly easy. It's just like you were going to buy anything else on eBay. There's all kinds of sort categories. You can sort by state, location, zip code, number of bedrooms, number of baths. You can look at existing sales, foreclosures, whether it's being sold by an agent, by the owner, or not specified. Square footage, condition, price, format, whether it's an auction or buy it now transaction. And then there's a number of categories as well that you have, like residential, land, timeshares, commercial, industrial, hotel, motel, apartments, maybe under that commercial category, other real estate. And that's a pretty funny one to actually look at to see what they consider as other real estate. But and then you also have manufactured homes. So those are just some of the categories. I'll give you, in a nutshell, my experience. I just by fluke, I had heard some podcast where somebody had bought a property off of eBay. And I went on, I just started looking through, and I found a property that looked really interesting to me. It was located in Dayton, Ohio, and Dayton is one of those areas that I had heard about before as an area that was on the upswing. And it was 8 units, consisted of 2 4-unit buildings. It was built in 1940, but it looked like it was in great condition. Interiors looked like they were all upgraded and also in great shape. And I love brick buildings, and brick buildings are sometimes just so solid. It's great and not as likely to catch on fire, but nonetheless, yeah, they're pretty good. The difficulty in this one is that they owed $21,000 in back taxes. So that would be a red flag for anybody. But I started to just look at the numbers. It was listed for $47,000 for these units. It also It was about 90% full. Looked like they had some long-term renters, some that had been there 10 years. There were a lot of good positive things in it. So I started investigating further, and I started looking at similar buildings in the neighborhood. First thing I do is you go online, you go to Google Maps, and you get on the street view, and you just cruise the neighborhood and look around and see, well, there's a lot of different things going on. It didn't look too bad. It didn't look like a great neighborhood, but it looked like maybe a C neighborhood. There were, a lot of buildings in that area that I could compare it to. So I would look around and start looking at prices and what other buildings sold for and so forth. You can go into the county assessor's office site to look at what sales were recently. Went on to Bigger Pockets. Asking questions about Dayton, about this area, ended up finding a good property manager that was familiar with the area, and started discussing what I was interested in doing. I also found the top commercial broker in that area, where I got a lot of great information from. Digging deeper and deeper, I was thinking, this really isn't a bad thing. I was able to have the property manager go to the actual property, walk the property, tour it, take pictures, give me a good assessment on the neighborhood, and basically she gave me a thumbs up on the area and thought that it would be a good deal. Found a local Dayton attorney and was able to talk to him about the possibility of submitting an LOI if everything else checked out. Once I dug deeper and deeper, it looked like, well, this wouldn't be too bad, even having to pay off the back taxes, if everything else was good about the market and building. So I went ahead and sort of moved forward on this. I made them an offer on eBay. It was listed at $47,000. I made a bid at $37,000, and the seller accepted it. So now on eBay again, it's not binding, but you basically have a commitment at that point. So I talked to the attorney that I had made contact with in Dayton, put together an LOI, and began the process of moving to the next step, which would have been if she signed the LOI, then I would have had an inspection and flew out and done a much more thorough examination. Unfortunately, she didn't sign the LOI. She backed out the last minute, said that there was a death in the family and that the property was now part of the estate, and that was kind of the end of it. So moving onward here, that was my experience with a potential purchase on eBay. I click on eBay, I type in real estate, and the first thing that I see is Cleveland, Ohio. Okay, a property that is listed for $5,000. It is a 3-bedroom, 1-bath, 1,228 square feet, 17 minutes from Cleveland State University. It's in Cleveland Heights, which, from what I know of Cleveland, probably is not the greatest place that I'd want to go. They're selling it as is. So, some things there probably wouldn't be real exciting, but they said that you will receive a warranty deed that is free and clear. So this is just an example of one of the things that that's available there. Not something that I would be interested in, but, and then there's some other things. There's 3 commercial lots in Paris, California, in my state here. And then you got homes that aren't so cheap. There's something in Coconut Creek, Florida for $545,000, 5-bedroom, 3-bath. It looks like a beautiful home with a pool. So they're not just, throwaway properties. Some of them are, at market rate or pretty close to market. So, but then you'll see these other things that pop up, that even apartments that are very inexpensive. It just depends. There's some homes on here for $50 that are in the bidding process. So there are a lot of different things, but just something I'm throwing out there for you, because I actually went pretty far on this. I actually had to spend some legal fees, and it didn't cost me that much, but nonetheless, I thought it was viable. I still think it could be a viable means, but everything, just no matter what it is you're doing, you just got to do your due diligence. You don't jump into it. The bid means really nothing other than the seller is agreeing to sell to you. Now, granted, this seller dropped out of it, so the binding part of it works both ways. It was not binding on her end as well. That's why I wanted her to sign the LOI. That is a little bit more binding. So that's really it for today. I thought you might want to take a look at that, and you might want to see as another possible source for properties that you can buy. And as we are always looking for great deals out there, something to consider. Well, that's it for today. Please note, old dog listeners, everything presented here today can be accessed in our show notes on Old Dog's website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And you're going to look for episode number 072. So that is it for today. Until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.